We reported this week on the federal court case over whether the U.S. Census should include a question about citizenship. A federal judge in New York blocked the Trump administration's plan to put that question on the 2020 census. The case will likely be appealed, but advocates say there's already a lot of mistrust of the census within immigrant communities. The World's Tanya Karas has been reporting on this. So we're talking about immigrants to the United States afraid to fill out the census. What is that fear based on, Tanya?
So a lot of that fear is just based on the political nature of immigration right now and the mistrust between immigrants and the government. And for the last couple of years, you know, we've had advocates telling people not to answer the door because it could be ICE. And so if a census worker were to come to the door to try to conduct the census, because sometimes they do that if people haven't answered the mail-in question, people will be unlikely to answer.
Right. So no abre la puerta, the big warning. Could be anybody. So in the past, what has the Census Bureau done to encourage immigrants to fill out the census?
Well, in 2000 and in 2010, the Census Bureau worked with ICE and its predecessor agency, the INS, to make sure that there were no immigration enforcement raids during the census taking. And so that was supposed to calm people's fears about, you know, somebody coming to their door to deport them. They also had a lot more effort to hire non-citizens as census workers to encourage their own communities to fill out the census. And there were also just more reassurances from the government that personal information would be walled off.
So this question about citizenship used to be part of the U.S. Census decades ago, and the information was used in a way, apparently, that harmed immigrants. Tell us what you've learned.
So information from the 1940 census was actually used to round up Japanese Americans and put them into internment camps. And that is something that the Census Bureau director from 2000 has admitted that that took place. And so even though, you know, a lot has changed, there's way more confidentiality, but there's still that fear, like that has happened before.
Right. Facts always matter, of course, but for the census, what impact does it have on immigrant communities if people are not counted accurately?
So it actually doesn't just impact immigrant communities. It affects anybody living in the community that they live in. So the census, which counts everyone living in the United States, no matter their legal status, it counts for things like congressional districting. It is what is used to allocate federal resources for things like healthcare and infrastructure planning and federally funded research. And so it really hurts any community, not just immigrants.
The World's Tanya Karas, thanks for explaining this to us and for your reporting.
Thank you, Marco, for having me.